Thank you very much, Chair. Peru reflects its alignment to look at the circular economy and this is agreement with having a new global framework on this very issue, which we would like to consider to encompass the following issues: the support of a circular economy model which covers the complete life cycle of plastics through the establishment of standards which allow governments to determine whether the materials and plastic products which circulate throughout the value chains are sustainable or not. If they are of long duration, if they are sustainable, recyclable, and are not damaging towards the environment. The implementation of solutions on the management and recycling of plastics through mechanisms such as the responsibility of the extended producer responsibility, the strengthening of the life cycle of plastic, and sustainable at national context in order to reduce plastic. The decision making to lead sustainable consumption of plastic products, such as awareness raising campaigns or certification campaigns to access markets. The building synergies and commitment of stakeholders, both in the public and the private sector, they are key stakeholders in order to implement the measures which have been identified. Likewise, we've identified possible measures in order to prohibit or reduce some materials or products which are not suitable for sale or use in each of the contexts of each country. We almost must take into account the different contexts of each country in order to facilitate funding mechanisms, including the public and private partnerships, as well as the global funds, with a view to have a better success in the implementation of the endeavors of each and every one of us. Currently, there is no international instrument to harmonize or guide national guidelines of each government towards a global overarching framework on the use of plastics or considering a preventative measures. Therefore, developing a new legal framework is a possible response option to the global challenge, which must address a circular economy while adopting measures together and highlighting special measures for specific national plans, which can be identified according to the conditions of each country, with a view to give solutions to the issues and challenges of marine litter and microplastics. Thank you very much, Chair.
Can you hear me?
Thank you very much, Chair. On behalf of the Centre for International Environment Law, I would like to highlight three brief observations so that they are reflected in the final reports of this expert group. Firstly, apart from the political and regional declarations which are asking for a legally binding framework, I'd like to highlight the 020, which was signed by a high number of members, which, without any vote against it, which was supported by more than 123 state agencies, and is requesting that the international community formalizes a global agreement to combat the marine litter pollution. Second observation I'd like to make: the commitments for the long term are not should not be replaced by late commitments. And the final observation is a legally binding framework would be the most binding commitment to address the marine litter plastic pollution. And to end, by making reference what you said on the intervention by private sector, the WPC has adopted these measures, if I'm not mistaken. Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you very much, Chair. Spain has participated in this expert group since its inception because it stands convinced that marine litter and microplastics are a global problem which requires a global solution. In addition to the regional, national, and local solutions. Likewise, urgent solutions are required. This urgency has been magnified in all of the resolutions from the Assembly on marine litter, and this working group has recognized this urgency since its very first meeting, where it rejected the status quo. In previous meetings, this group has highlighted the importance of adopting a holistic focus, which encompasses the whole life cycle of plastics, all sources of marine litter and their pathways to the sea, and the active participation of all invested stakeholders, in particular industry. The focus must be on prevention, where production and sustainable consumption play a crucial role towards the circularity of plastics, and where this group has seen the need to strengthen international action. A global solution will bring many benefits for member states, acting as a catalyst or a boost to national actions through, amongst others, the definition of a common objective and vision towards the elimination of the long term of the plastic pollution, the setting up of a legal framework for effective global action, technical and financial mechanisms to support the implementation of national action plans, an exchange of best practices, and a harmonized system of monitoring and reporting, which would allow for the assessment of progress. All of this will be based on the best available scientific evidence available. Therefore, having heard the interventions of my colleagues from the EU and from the African Group, as well as many others who have spoken today, I can't name all the distinguished delegates, but Spain considers that now is the time to take a definitive step towards a new global agreement on plastics, which will allow for cohesion and context to existing initiatives, which must continue. Many of these have been underlined in today's session, the regional sea programs and other initiatives of the G7 and the G20 framework, but also to give rise to potential new actions, to ensure coordination between all of these, to avoid duplication, and without prejudice to the voluntary or binding nature of these new proposals. This requires a new negotiating framework, which is inclusive and flexible in nature, which takes into account national realities, and where all and each of the necessary elements and individual responses are defined, which both in the documents generated by the Secretariat under the mandate of this group, as within the group itself, have been suggesting and putting on the table over the last 3 years. In this new global agreement on plastics, Spain sees a place where we can give rise to the variety of responses that this global crisis requires. Now is the time, therefore, to close the mandate of this group with a recommendation towards a future work which opens the door to negotiation and progress towards this new global agreement on plastics. Thank you very much, Chair.
谢谢。
I thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, I would like to thank the experts for their presentation and their report. And I would like to thank them for their hard work with their responses and the different options. Covering international, regional, and national activities throughout the whole life cycles with different elements. For instance, the management of solid waste technology and techniques.
Mr. Pei,
okay.
Okay.
From the start.
The experts come with different options and responses covering international, regional, and national activities throughout the cycle, life cycle, and including the management of solid waste, information sharing and the technologies. All those responses are instrumental for the effort against the marine litter. The marine litter issue is a complex one, concerns different sectors and with different sources. So we think that addressing this issue cannot have a one size fits all solution. We need different solutions with different channels to address this issue. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.